Twinkies. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful week. I love these April showers in December. This is my kind of my kind of climate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Emmanuel Viola, he is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis at your beck and call. We're here to shepherd you through the outdoors. And if the weather wasn't good enough news this morning, I walk in and our illustrious producer is here in person, Jonathan Winters.
And you didn't know I was going to be here?
And I didn't know you were going to be here, seriously. I mean, you told me late last night, but I didn't know me prior to that.
Okay. Well, wild guess if I was coming down to visit you for Christmas party,
you know what?
And everything.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but it didn't dawn on me. See? I'm so focused on my work.
Or becoming really slow and old and stuff like that.
Well, there is that, too.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
Good. So because I think it's been 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, I've stiffed you in that we ran short on the programs and you couldn't get on the show. So now I figured it all out. Now you're coming in person saying, the hell, what's he going to do, throw me out of the booth?
No. Look at it another way. All Those right. were days off for me.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. We had you mentioned our party last night, our get together with the staff, our Christmas get together. That was rather enjoyable. Learned a lot of things.
Anything that's useful or
not at this moment, but it's all documented. So.
Oh no! You kept notes.
That's why I behave.
So I'm good to go. I want to remind folks: this is, I believe, and Stephen, please correct me if I'm wrong. This is the final week for the Mercury 9.9 giveaway, is it not?
Draws on Monday.
Oh. Like, this is the final, couple of days.
Yeah, it draws Monday at 3 o'clock.
Well, hey, let me remind you then. If you go to fishingcanada.com, that's fishingcanada.com. This might be your last opportunity. Go to fishingcanada.com. Look for the contest. There is a big contest button. You push said button. You will go to the contest page, fill in the appropriate information, name, et cetera. And you must answer a skill testing question. And by the way, don't sweat it because there's a hint button right under it. Push the hint button and you'll get the answer. So everything's all looked after for you. Punched it up, put it into the virtual draw, the drum, and the draw will be made on Monday for our ninth and final 9.9
yes.
from Mercury Marine. Nine of them. We've given away nine. I defy anybody. Anybody listening to produce any other entity that has ever given away nine outboard motors in a row in 9 months,
okay,
anywhere on the planet. If you do that, John Winters will let you shack up with him in his country retreat for a weekend.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right. Gotta clean that cottage.
Don't search too hard out there, okay?
9.9s we will have given away as of Monday after 3 p.m. So there's one left. Please do not miss out on the opportunity. There are eight very happy campers out there mm-hmm. who will be sporting a brand new 9.9 Mercury four-stroke engine this coming boating season, courtesy of the good people at Mercury Marine. What else? Oh, how about you do the news today, buddy? How about you do? Because you know, it dawned on me the other day, last week actually, that all of this great information, sometimes I skip through it too quickly. Sometimes I don't spend enough time with it. So now that you're here in person, I think you should do the news this morning.
Okay.
There
well,
you go.
Let's start off with the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. That's today and tomorrow.
Yes.
$8 to get in, Georgian College. And you got to be there because there's going to be some gifts and some prizes given out.
Some great gifts and prizes.
Exactly. Yeah. And the doc's there.
And the doc's. And now they have a breakfast going on, I believe, tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you get you get to mix and mingle with the guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's an extra charge for
that. Oh, there is.
Yeah, it's 25.
It was $25. But yeah. Somebody told me they're sold out.
They might be sold out. Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, it's a great opportunity there, too.
Will Wegman's there.
Will Wegman, let's not forget that.
Dave Chong and big Jim McLaughlin,
No longer big anymore, right. I'm told. So, but he's hanging on to that moniker. He's still going to be known as Big Jim, even though he's not big.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's at Georgian College, just off 400 and Barrie.
A stone's throw from Canada's most prolific ice fishing locale, by the way.
Which would be Lake Simcoe. I've fished there many times.
That's correct.
Right. Okay, so we're going to change it up a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the news this week. There's a building, cottage, house, resort, lodge, call it what you will. It's called Stonehenge.
That's a lot of things. Cottage, house, building, resort. It's big.
It's on Lake Tahoe in California.
Is it private? Is it a private residence? Okay.
So I get this email asking if I'd like to rent it. Hmm. And I thought, well, that's kind of unusual. Where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
So it was an ad, and it's got 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, sleeps 14, 800 bucks a night, U.S.
Seems reasonable.
And I thought, well, yeah, but why would I be particularly interested in this property?
Because you know you got the bucks. That's why. What do you mean?
No, there's another reason.
You're obviously on that list. There's, believe it or not, there's lists of you people. Well, okay?
You've got to be careful with the you people. It can explode on you people out there.
There are lists of you people circulating.
I'm going to be really offended now. Anyway, it's a mansion that's carved into the mountain, and it's got a 50-foot by 35-foot living room with a 23-foot ceiling.
50-foot.
I'm trying to envision
that. That's not that
living
big.
Room.
Is that big?
I think it's big when it's cut into the middle of a mountain.
Oh.
In the inside, fireplace pit, hot tub, trees growing. But here's the part I like. Trout pond.
Okay.
So I could be in the hot tub firing baits at the trout pond.
Yes.
That's my kind of fishing.
That's perfect for you.
I could get my wife to go to that one.
It's perfect for you.
Yeah.
I just figured out what happened. Steven, did you figure this out?
No.
Or am I the only one who just... The light just went off.
Oh, finally. That's what smells.
He just scored himself a vacation weekend.
Yeah, I was trying to say that.
I'll be there in a week.
Sierra Nevada Mountains. He just read out the ad on air, just like casually, saying, what a unusual... I got a letter from... That was breathtaking. That was absolutely breathtaking. When do you leave? When do you go?
Next week.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you, buddy. That's what I like. I like that. Take initiatives.
This next story is made for you. This is Joe the millionaire from Uganda has a new mosquito repellent.
I heard about this.
You did?
Yes. Go ahead.
You heard about it.
I heard about this.
Okay. So mosquitoes are serious business in places like Uganda.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is that although we don't run into malaria here in Canada, 228 million people worldwide contract malaria every year.
Wow.
And over 400,000 deaths as a result of malaria.
Wow.
So Joe, last name Ramarama.
Ramarama.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's going to provide a new mosquito repellent.
Oh.
He says...
DEET? Has it got DEET in it?
No. Apparently, he says that his farts can kill mosquitoes within 6 meters.
Oh.
Whoa.
Mine, too.
Bowman does that.
Yeah.
When we're out fishing.
We're talented.
Very few people have that kind of potency.
It clears the room, too, like people as well. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Wow. This could be interesting. Are they gonna bottle this stuff? Like, what are they going
to
do
with it? I'm not sure how the scientist actually collects this stuff to put it in a bottle. Joe says that it's going to be worth $1 million to him. And it was reported by about 5 different newspapers from around the world.
Yes.
And then probably about an hour later was discredited as fake news. So I don't know if Joe's going to get the $1 million or not.
No.
But we felt you needed to know this.
We felt compelled. Now, you see why I've got you reading this stuff this morning? I get this every week.
You didn't want to touch that one, eh?
Every week you give me this stuff, and I never share it with the audience.
I would never read it myself, but I figure you'd be dumb enough to.
We've got some great guests this week. Adrian Rushforth from Mercury Marine will be joining us. He hasn't been on for a while. Don't know why. He always, you know, he's always excited when he comes on the show. He says, I love doing the show, man. This is great. And then I don't hear from him for a year, you know. But he'll be here from Mercury Marine. Tell us about all the new marine products that Mercury is unleashing on us and all the the consumer and trade shows that are about to kick off. It's hard to believe. This guy, what his job is, by the way, his main function is that he oversees all of the Mercury involvement in shows, whether it's consumer or trade shows. And he just, in fact, I think he's at a show right now as we speak, the last one for this year. And he's getting ready to launch the new season, which starts, I think, the 5th of January. And it just goes from there. These guys are incredibly busy. Shows everywhere. Brad Geringer from Mitchell's Fish Huts. Now, tell us about this one.
Well, the reason we've got Brad coming on is we're doing a little bit of tribute here to the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. He's going to be there, but he rents ice huts on Lake Simcoe. Right. And that's the biggest ice fishing fishery in Ontario. So okay. For all those folks out there who are saying, ice fishing, I don't know. I don't know if I'm into that. Yeah. We're going to talk to Brad about what it's like as a first-time experience for someone who doesn't have all the gear and the technical know-how and all of that. And I think that'll be kind of interesting because it can be a lot of fun out there. You don't have to know a lot. Your right. ice fishing hut operator will set you all up.
Now, are you going before you go to the mansion down in the Sierra Nevada?
Well,
that one, or you,
no,
or when
he's
you come
gonna,
back?
He's going to contact me when the fishing is at its peak.
All
yeah,
right, just checking.
I'm going to see him today. I'm going to go talk to him about a free night stay or something.
I would like to know how many freebies are given away every week for the last 30 years on this program that I'm not aware of.
Well, there's 20 years
like
that I wasn't around.
True,
so
that's true. You can't claim those.
No, I can't claim them?
You can claim them, actually.
Maybe I should go back and claim a few of those.
What else we got going on?
Well, we got a really sharp young lady. Her name is Nari Huang, and she's an award-winning environmentalist.
Oh.
And the reason we've got her on is I heard from Will Wegman that there was this young lady who's a grade 7 student at Chaney Bay, and her project has been the health of Lake Simcoe. So she's going to come on and tell us what is the current health of Lake Simcoe. Now, I asked her if she was talking to the host, you, Angelo. Yeah. I said, Nary, you're a grade 7 student. I want you to dumb
it down
for
yeah. Hopefully she will. Danny Thompson from, where's he been? He's been AWOL for, what, 2 years now?
Well, he could show up today. We don't know. You never know with Danny. If he gets a better offer, forget it.
He knows. He's sprung on us before. Anyways, a lot of ground to cover, my friends, as you can tell. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally viewed most popular fishing production, the Fishing Canada Show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast to coast. This week, co-host Peter Bowman and myself. He put on quite the clinic on that steak last night, little Bowman, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he did. I'm looking at you on the screen here. You need a haircut.
I do. I know.
Yeah. Mullet.
Anyways, Mr. Bowman and I do a return visit to some of the best walleye fishing in the world. No question about it. It's on Hawk Lake in northwestern Ontario. And it was our second trip to said lake. And oh, my God, is the only way I can describe it. The episode is called The Giants of Hawk Lake. Without question, the best walleye fishing anywhere in the world. The best part about it, yes, Bay of Quinte, you say, is much better. And I would tend to agree with you if we were comparing lake to lake, except for one smaller item. Hawk Lake is less than 1% of the total area covered by Bay of Quinte. It's tiny. And it has the biggest walleye you'll ever see in your life. But don't take my word for it. Just go to Global Television Network right now, this very moment, and check it out. It's called The Giants of Hawk Lake. Of course, if you listen to this program, maybe you're not watching the show.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com. Click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date is right there. Or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
And while you're at fishingcanada.com, why not take advantage of the last, couple of days to enter the Merck 9.9 giveaway?
Yes.
We have one left. Go to fishingcanada.com. Check it all out. It's got some great features. Aside from contests and giveaways, it's got all kinds of neat things like how-tos and getting-theres and news information, blogs. Are you blogging on that site, by the way?
I've given up that whole blog thing.
Oh, yeah, you're done now.
I just made contact with the folks that are involved with giveaways, and if they've got something for me, then we talk.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking, as a quick reminder, you mentioned them already, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is upon us. It is all set to attract humongous crowds, so don't be late. It's taking place at their new home, the Georgian College in Barrie. That's Georgian College in Barrie. Today, December 14th, and tomorrow, the 15th, the biggest ice fishing extravaganza in the nation. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. You don't want to miss it. $8 to get
That's
in.
It.
Like, what can you buy for $8? Can you get a Happy Meal for $8? I don't even
I have no clue. I don't eat Happy Meals.
Oh, that's why you stay in the slim trim condition that you are.
Well, I eat Big Macs, but...
$8 will get you in the door and free parking, John.
And the doc will be there.
And you get free prizes. You can win all kinds of goodies. For $8, you get $2 back from a $10 bill. Think about it. The expo features over 50 exhibits, and some of them may have the latest technology in fishing gear. That's what it says. Some of them may have it.
And Brad Gehringer will be there.
Don't forget. But what's really cool is you can go do your Christmas shopping for that person on your list that loves to go fishing. Nobody turns their nose up at a fishing gift under the Christmas tree, let me tell you. And what a great place to get it. The Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie. It's a short drive, less than an hour or so north of the city. You'll go there and you will run into, I'm sure, our very own Doc, Gord Pizer. Will Wegman will be there. David Chong will be there. Of course, as we said earlier on, Big Jim McLaughlin's going to emcee the whole deal. That's at Georgian College right off the 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe. That's today and tomorrow, Georgian College. If you ice fish, you don't want to be left out in the cold. I love that line. I'm going to miss that line after today. If you like to ice fish, don't be left out in the cold. Visit CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.